The difference in the day and yesterday, though. Whether I give it to you or not, just run out of bounds. Don't even stop. Don't even slow down to catch it, Dad. Run out of bounds. If I'm late with it, I'm late with it. It's on me. But you run it. Got it.
Coach Coley, you have some new faces at the wide receiver position this year. Now that you've had a little bit of time to work with them, get a chance to see them, what is your impression of this group?
Well, what the group has done now is, with the additions that we've had, we've gotten faster. It's a pretty athletic group of guys. DeAnthony is now a wide receiver who had been a hybrid guy for us last year, basically working with the running backs and doing a little stuff at the wide receiver position.
They swing it to Thomas and tries to get by the first defender and does. Stiff arm. He's 15, 10, down inside the 5, stretches out, touchdown, Kansas City!
When you look at a guy like DeAnthony Thomas and just the ability he has to change direction and all of that quickness, what is it that you're trying to really get him to understand to be successful when he gets out there and splits out wide?
Well, the thing about him is he is so good with the ball in his hands. And what he's done during his OTAs is basically learn how to be a wide receiver, learn how to release, learn how to run routes at the wide receiver position. And he's such a gifted natural athlete that he has picked up things very, very well for us.
Had a chance to talk with some of the younger receivers, some guys that even been here in the past, and they said that they're already going to Jeremy and asking him questions, and he's already become that guy. Are you surprised at how quickly he kind of manifested that leadership role?
No, he has that kind of personality. He's that kind of person. And, of course, he wants that role, you know. He understands why he's here. At this point in his career, as he said before, he couldn't be in a better place than where he's at right now. Not just because he's a Missouri Tiger and he's in Missouri, but simply because, you know, he knows what we're all about as a team. He knows where we're going, and he knows that he can be one of those parts to get us to where we want to go, and that is to win a Super Bowl.
When Coach Reed first came over from Philly with the whole staff, and so got to watch a lot of Philly tape, and obviously Jeremy was all over that. You know, and certainly you could see what a playmaker he was, how explosive he was. You know, when he got moved around, you could see he could do a lot of different things. I think I've been very, you know, pleasantly surprised with how fast he, you know, obviously he'd been in the system before, but it had been a couple of years and really hasn't skipped a beat.
I didn't come in here saying, now I'm the big dog and I, anything I say goes, and it's not like that. You know, it's just coming in here and I'm trying to help these guys, you know, be successful. We're trying to help each other, you know, as a unit be successful, and that's what it's all about. So, I think they can kind of see how genuine I am and how much, you know, it's not about Jeremy Maclin. It's not about, you know, Jeremy Maclin went to Missouri from St. It's not about that. It's about the Kansas City Chiefs and about, you know, winning football games and ultimately holding that trophy at the end of the year. So.
Working speed, Junior. Working speed. Come on. Right there. There you go. Working speed. Working
As these
speed.
Guys take that confidence here into training camp, what are you looking for from this position overall to go into training camp and say, this is how we can get better, this is what we need to do to get to where we want to be going into the season?
Consistency. Just being consistent day in and day out. We've had guys during OTAs that make a play one day and then you don't make a play. You know, you got to be able to come out on a daily basis, on a practice basis, and be able to go and when it's time to make a play or you're in a position to make a play, to make that play. And then make that play when it counts. You know, there are times when you may go all in practice and all of a sudden we're in third down or in nickel situation and you got to make a catch for a first down. You got to understand that regardless of the situation, that catch has got to be made. And we've gotten to that point where you want to carry that over in the training camp because of the competitiveness that we have against each other and then carry that on over into the preseason and then into the season.
Work hard, hard work, work on three. One, two, three. Work.